Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 25 verse 11 to Genesis 25 verse 34. You know, maybe if these goat herders would stop marrying sisters and cousins, they'd have a lot less fertility problems. Thankfully, the cure seems to be a visit from old Doc Yahweh. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. That recap, put it in a nice little box.
And under the Christmas tree. Yeah.
At least we were able to finally get through a whole chapter.
Yay.
Yeah. So now we get to start completely fresh with Genesis 26.
All right. Genesis 26, verse 1. And there was a famine in the land because the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Oh, sorry, beside. Okay. That's a great way to start out. Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Oh, yeah. Abimelech's still alive.
Oh, yeah. The first line, you know, if they had started out the line like this in the book, you know, it was the best of days, it was the worst of days.
So it's been a long time since there was a famine, I guess.
Yeah. Well, because Abraham hasn't been around to mooch off everybody, I guess. It says here, Isaac visits the king of the Philistines in the days of Abraham, yet the Philistines didn't live in the region until 1200 BCE, 800 years after the days of Abraham. So he's a time traveler, apparently.
Darn that archaeology. And
I know, right?
Figuring that, shit out.
Yeah. Recently, I just had an argument with somebody that they found out some new information on a new civilization. And this guy I was arguing with says, how can they know? They can't know that. They weren't there. It's like, oh, bullshit. That doesn't mean anything. Just because we weren't there doesn't mean we can't know.
Yep.
It's a typical religious ploy. You can't know that thing, which is just an argument from ignorance and personal incredulity. They can know because they're experts in their field. 26:2, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Where is it, God? Where should I go?
Yeah, evidently, well, God also has the road atlas, you know.
Yeah, he's like, I got the map. I can't figure out how to fold this map, but don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. I'm God. Well, and the thing here, it says here, it also says that the God appeared to him. Okay, this is one of those times where it says, is God as being able to be seen? So I fall back on that God, quote unquote, is just some schmo that picked up along the road claiming to be God. I know where you should go. Let me drink some wine. I'll tell you where to go, dude. Can I have a drink for you? Can I borrow a hamburger? I'll pay you next Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to me like go not down into Egypt. That would be too easy because then we could actually figure out where you've been.
Yeah. I'm thinking this guy is actually is having a mental breakdown, and he thinks he's seeing visions.
Yeah.
There's people out there, they think they're seeing things that aren't there. That happens a lot. That's called
the
a mental
mirage.
It's a mirage. Yeah. It's a mental disorder.
26:3, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father.
So he's just like, I'm make sure I'm going to go out here and get a few women pregnant, and then I swear unto my Abraham that it was all for you, Dad.
God.
I got all these bitches knocked up for you, Dad. 26:4. And I will make thy seed to multiply as far as the stars of heaven, and will give unto the seed of these countries, and in thy seed shall be the nations of the earth be blessed. Again, there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on every beach in the entire planet. There is no way you're going to have that many kids. It is completely almost possible.
Well, let's, you know, if you're gonna lie big, I guess.
Yeah.
26:5, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws.
Oh, goody. He's like, you did a thing because I said so. Congratulations. You win the booby prize. 26:6, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Yay. He moved to a new town. Great. Thanks for the update. I'll notify the postal service.
26:7, and the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say, she is my wife, lest, said he, the men of this place should kill me for Rebecca, because she was fair to look upon.
Okay, and there we go. We're starting the new scam. Same old scam, new people.
He paid attention.
He paid attention. Like, yeah, Abraham, my dad, he pulled this scam when he was alive. I bet you no one's heard of it in some time, so I think we can pull this one off, too. Yeah, what do you think, sis?
Oh, Lord.
Scammer set two.
Yes.
And these people look to these people. The Christians look to these people as holy people. These people were scammers.
Wonder if Abimelech's going to remember that.
Well, he's probably dead by now. Maybe he's...
No, Abimelech's... That's who they're visiting.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
okay.
But he's saying the same thing.
Okay. All right. No, you're right. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Just
trying to remember who all the player and the scam artists are in this book so far. It's just driving me crazy.
Yeah, I know. He's a contemporary of Abraham.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's still alive, but.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, that's why I said I didn't think he'd still be alive, because if he was around and Abraham was alive, and Abraham's dead now, so obviously he should be dead too, at least by now, unless they're saying that all these other people lived really super long lives too.
Well, maybe Abimelech was 20 years older. He was fairly young when he encountered.
Oh, that's
Abraham
true. That's true. Maybe he was like, you know, a teenager or something when
which makes it really weird that he found Sarah at 70 years old beautiful. But that's
yeah,
super.
Well,
cougar.
She was using that moisturizer that he picked up down the aisle, down at the River Nile. You know, the alligator dung kept her skin nice and soft. 26:8, and it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. So he looked out his window and said, oh, my God, look at that. They're having sex. I don't know. What are they doing here? What are they doing, playing tennis?
Nude tennis. Nude volleyball.
nude baseball. Two-player baseball. I got two balls on me and a stick.
26:9, and Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of surety, she is thy wife. And thou saidst, she's thy mice. And said, how sayest thou, she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her.
she's my sister because I die for her. Well, you know what? When I was married, I would have died for my wife, too.
No, died because of her.
Oh, died because of her. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's worried about his own skin, and Abimelech.
Oh, I get it. Okay. That made me a better ex-husband than this guy does.
Yeah. Oh no.
Hey, I wasn't the best husband in the world, but I was way better than this fucker was. Of course, they're just pulling the same fucking scam to begin with, so it doesn't really matter. 26:10, and Abimelech said, what is thou hast done to us? Again, he's doing the same fucking thing. What have you done? Nobody's having any birth anymore. one of the mighty people, mighty live, have linen with thy wife, and thou shalt have broughtest guiltiness upon us. No, you did not. You're it's like, this is, it's the same fucking story. It is the same fucking story. If I'm reading this the exact way that I am, it's the same fucking story. It's like, all right, you have claimed that your wife is actually your sister, and because I believed you, therefore I'm the one that's going to have to pay for the crime, quote unquote, of you lying to me. So the one that's being lied to is automatically at fault. Awesome.
The Bible just likes to recycle stories. This is like a clip show.
Yeah. With new actors. It's like they redid the whole Star Wars movie with all new actors.
Yeah. We'll do another Death Star. Yeah.
Yeah.
26:11, and Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He that touches this man's wife or this man or his wife shall surely be put to death."
Wow.
Okay.
So, okay, that's a bit extreme. I guess no handshaking is available for this people. It's like, I would like to shake your hand, but no, if you touch me, if I touch you, I shall be burnt to death.
This is sort of like, I don't know, sort of like the CEOs, you know, in the bank, in that whole bank thing back in 2008. They ruin everything, and then they get away with it. They get the golden parachutes, and nobody prosecutes them.
Yep, nobody prosecutes them, yeah.
But prosecute anybody who touches them, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking more Terminators. Really, myself, but yeah.
Yeah.
26:12, and then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. So the Lord blessed him for being a scammer. That just shows me that the Lord is a fucking prick and a dishonest fuck.
Oh, yeah.
He has no more. The Lord has no moral compass. These people pulled off a scam, are pulling off a scam, and the Lord is blessing them for pulling off a scam. Yeah, the Lord has. This is more evidence that this Bible has no moral center.
No, no, and nobody can touch him. He can't. No, he can't do anything wrong now. And so it's not the Lord blessing him. It's just he pulled a good one. 26:13, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. So
it sounds like he was at least like, yay, I prospered because I could do anything I wanted because I could go out and rob these people next door and you can't touch me because if you do, you're going to die. So, yeah, he's like, okay. He became great by robbing from all the friends. That's not saying that here, but I'm just saying, I'm putting that in there.
Yeah.
I can't say it didn't happen that way because it just said, if anybody touches them, you're going to be killed. So it's possible. I'm just putting the question out there, man. I imagine a lot of Christians going screaming, "No, it doesn't say that. You can't say they did that." 26:14, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and Philistines envied him. So he's okay. He's okay with having slaves again. That's great.
Oh yeah. He's got all this stuff and everybody's envious of that. Oh.
Yep.
Mm.
So God approves of slavery. There's more evidence that God approved of slavery here.
Yep. 26:15. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days, in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. So they
filled up the wells.
They filled up the wells that.
Why?
Abraham, I don't know, because they were jealous of him.
I really don't like you, and I really want all your stuff, so I'm going to take and fill up all the water wells, which we also need. So take that.
Cut off your nose to spite your face. People.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's a scorched earth policy, basically.
But see, God's fine with the with just favoring one person over everybody else, and you know, fueling this hatred.
Yeah. This is
God plays favorites.
Yep, God is playing favorites
over
again.
And over again.
Yep. Where we leave off.
16.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. 26:16, and Abimelech said unto Isaac, "Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we." Why would you do this? All right. I can think of two things here. It's like, yeah, I was right in my assessment that Isaac has been an asshole and he's robbing everybody else, and he's picking on everybody else because no one's allowed to touch him or fight back, and he's telling them to leave, because of this fact. So I put out a proclamation saying no one touch him, but you got a chance to become mightier by beating the shit out of everybody else. So, and no one can stand against you. So I want you to leave now. You know, the other thing is I was thinking, why you wouldn't want to do this is because, well, if he's so big and strong, I put him in charge of the guards or something, you know, so give him a decent job, you know, training people, make him big and strong too. You know, you don't take your bodyguard and that's, you know, big and strong and say, yeah, you're too strong. You could hurt me too. So you got to leave. No, that's just my version of it, of course.
26:17, and Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there.
Yay! So his Ford and dress just changed. Great. Thanks for the update.
Okay. So he picked up his stuff and moved to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
All right.
Hills, that is. Movie stars. And 26:18, and Isaac digged again. Digged is something you say when you're 5 years old. He digged me. I digged the hole. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged. Oh, Christ. Terrible. Which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them. You fucking just said that. And the death of after the death of Abraham, and he called their names. Oh, more names are coming. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. So he named the wells. Awesome. That's well named number Bob. That one Bell. That one's named Seth. You don't want to go over there. That one's named Maurice. That one's a little fruity. I'm just saying.
Okay. I love when the Bible just sits there and recycles. 26:19, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water.
Springing water. The well was made of springs, apparently. It was springing out. Ping, 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 ping.
They're just digging a whole bunch of holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just dig. Did you find water there? No. Dig over there. It smells like water over there. 26:20, and the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. Again, we're naming wells.
You know, okay, but is this even his land? Gerar, is this Isaac's land?
He sat his ass down on it. It's obviously his.
So
there, he's saying, now they're basically showing that this is squatting rights. It's like, this is establishing squatting rights.
Yeah. 26:21, and they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitna.
Yeah, this is naming a well. All right, well one, well two, well three. You don't need to. Are these names meaningful in any way? What is the meaning? Why did we have to name a well? I mean, you give it a number and you move on with your life. You don't have to fucking give it personal names. It's not going to get up and walk around and feed you nothing. And it's not going to go out and get a job. It's just, it's all, one job is to provide water. That's it. Good fucking gravy. 26:22. And he removed from thence and digged another well. So he moved and then he dug another well. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then for that he strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, whatever. And he said, Bob. He named it Bob. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Okay, so you think that God has given you, made room for you, when you are done all the work to dig down far enough to find water. So the Lord has made the land fruitful because you did all the work. No, that means you did all the work. You deserve the credit. This is the same bullshit we're saying, oh, well, I did this. I got this great score on my test, but God made sure that happened. I thank God for letting that happen. Bullshit. If you don't study, you don't pass a test. You don't dig for water, you fucking die.
6:24. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. 23.
Yeah.
Sorry. 23. Sorry. And he went up thence from to, he went up from thence to Beersheba. Oh, I remember Beersheba.
Yeah, Beersheba. That's where they get all the alcohol. That's where all the good alcohol is, Beersheba.
No, but he just dug a well and he left.
That's what it sounds like. Well, maybe he just went out out to Beersheba, you know, for the night to hang out and hang out with his buddies, you know. You know, Beersheba is the big party town. It's like Las Vegas.
That's where Abraham went to hang out after the whole sacrifice his son bit.
Do a little sacrifice, go out and drink some wine. Hey, you know, dig a well, got to go out and relax. So let's go to Beersheba. That's where all the beer is, obviously, because the name is beer is right in it.
Yep.
26:24, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for all my servant Abraham's sake. Okay, so now God can be seen again, apparently. And if somebody just, all right, I could say, Don't worry, I'm here to help you. You know, I can imagine if let's say beaming technology was a thing, maybe someday it will be, and I just appeared out of thin air. It's like, yeah, whoa, relax, dude. I'm a traveler from the future. And so just put your buckskin knife away and relax. I'm not here to hurt you. We come in peace.
Is this the first time he's appeared to Isaac?
I don't know. That's a good question. I thought he appeared to him before.
Yeah, because he has to identify himself. God's identifying himself.
Maybe Isaac has really bad memory, too.
Maybe God just doesn't realize. He's introducing himself, and Isaac's like, yeah.
Well, maybe God has taken the apologists probably say, well, God's taken a different form. Well, that means it's just another scammer, as far as I'm concerned.
Your wife need any help getting pregnant again? Yeah.
I hear your wife's needing a little trouble getting the little boy butt in the oven. And since we heard in the town, in Beersheba, it's a story among everybody at the bar, that you have this thing about God showing up and helping you get pregnant, your wife get pregnant. So tonight's my turn.
26:25, and he builded an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well.
He pitched his tent. Doing.
And dug a well.
And then he dug a well.
And dig, 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 dig,
and
dig,
he dig, 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 the well. what else can he do with this pitched tent? You know, I'm just saying. Didn't have a shovel with him.
What am I gonna do with all this wood?
26:26. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzula, one of his friends, Okay. One of his and Pachol, the chief captain of his army.
Okay. Phil Cole.
Oh, Philco.
His name.
Philco, Pitchco, whatever his name is.
Sergeant Philco. The
Sergeant Philco.
Captain of his army. All right, so Abimelech's traveled up here. What does he want? Okay, 26:27. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me and have sent me away from you? Look, I left. You told me to get away because you didn't want to see me, so now you're... You're just standing in my tent.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I you asked me to leave. I left. What's the fucking problem? Well, you left with a big tax, with a big bill at the bar, and you didn't pay your bar tab. So I'm here to fucking skewer you and take your carcass in, because everybody knows that that pays off the debt. I don't know. 26:28, and they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us. They're apparently carrying Twix around with them, I guess. even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee. More deals in the tent.
So they saw that the Lord was with him, but they still kicked him out. Yeah. Or did they see that afterwards? Were they just following him around and...
Yeah, it's like, yeah, kind of after you die, you'll know after you die that God is real, because it'll happen when you least expect it, apparently. It'll happen so after, now, you know, after you've done every, after you've already claimed that you don't know that God is real, so therefore he is. Okay, whatever.
26:29, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee. And as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace, thou art now the blessed of the Lord.
Okay, so
Just worried that, yeah, there's going to be a smackdown because they asked Isaac to leave.
Yeah, we're afraid that he's going to come back in a revenge state with, you know, after he's drinking the magic ate his magic mushroom, and is like, ugh, those guys, they kicked me out. Oh, I am so angry. 26:30, and he made them a feast, and they did drink. They didn't notice the arsenic they shoved in his drink. Sorry, it doesn't say that. I'm just kidding.
26:31, and they rose up betimes in the morning and swear one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace.
Yay! Awesome. They came over for a visit. Say, don't hurt me, man. Don't hurt us. We know we actually leave, but don't hurt us. Please don't hurt us.
So we're cool. We're cool, okay?
Yeah. Little bunch of little sissies.
They're like Cartman. They're like Cartman here.
Yeah.
You know?
Bunch of sissies, as far as I'm concerned.
It'd be cute. It'd be cute.
All right, we're coming down to the few minutes, but we only got a few more passages in this, so we're going to power through. Where did we leave off here?
You take it up at 32.
Thank
verse
you.
32.
26:32, and it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came. Wah, chicka, wah, wah. No, sorry. and told him, convincing the well which they had dug. which they had digged, and said unto him, we have found water.
Yay.
Well, imagine that. You're digging a well, and you're looking for water. If you had dug a well and found, I don't know, orange soda pop out of there, then I'd be a little bit more surprised.
26:33, and he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. But it already was Beersheba.
So we got Beersheba 1 and Beersheba 2. So this doesn't make any sense. All right. The fact is there was – this goes to the same question of who named Beersheba, because it was Abraham named it a place back in Genesis 21:31, and now Isaac is calling a city named Beersheba in this passage of 26:33. I mentioned that back when we were still reading 26:1 or 21. Mm-hmm. 21:31, rather. So, yeah, this is another contradiction there, Connie. 26:34, and Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri. Okay, that's beer goggles for, I guess, and Hittite, and Beshemath, the daughter of Elion, the Hittite. Okay, Hittite. Too many T's. None of vowels.
The Hittites.
Hittites, yeah.
Yes.
I almost read your line.
26:35. Which worry grief of the mind unto Isaac and Rebekah, so they don't like their daughter-in-law.
Apparently.
And it probably has something to do with who's her parents and stuff like that.
Yeah. See, now this is going to be another one of those problems where we don't know who the actual father is, because in this one, it's Elon the Hittite. And then later on in Genesis 36, which we haven't gotten to yet, it'll say it's somebody else completely. But you're going to have to wait until we get to Genesis 36 to tell you who it is. You can read ahead, of course. I'm not stopping you. I won't stop you.
Go ahead. We dare you.
I dare you. I double dare you to actually want to read ahead of this crap. What the hell are we reading it, Connie?
I don't know. I'm asking myself that question a lot.
Why is anybody reading this crap? I ask myself. But we want you to read our tweets. We're over on twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And if you would like to donate some money that you're not reading, over to us at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And read some of the stuff that we have on our Facebook page over at facebook.com/ABANDNW. And you can read the few bits of information about us over at the blog at abandnw.wordpress.com. And you can also find this show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes. If you have any questions that you want us to read, love or hate mail, or you want to tell us what we got right, what we got wrong, or just general commentary, you can send it to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. Be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find also on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Please remember to leave us a 5 stars and a rating, and leave a review. Leave the 5-star rating and a review for us on iTunes as well, and all those other places as well. So, and as well.
You digged that well.
I digged that well way too much. The Bible repeats. So I'm going to repeat. So,
I think your record has a skip.
My record did have a skip, and it's called the Bible. Until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.